Okay, now we're doing this in English.
I have a general question. Who is Radha Damodara and why do you serve him? Like, why not Radha Shyamasundara?
That's what I think. I didn't answer that. Who is Radha Damodara so much in the Hungarian version? But Radha Damodara is, anyway, you know, Swarup Damodara Goswami's original deities. And Radha Damodara, in one sense, is sort of like unique deity. Just the deity of Radha Damodara, just like here, or Jiva Goswami also worshipped Radha Damodara. Because he or they remind us of a particular pastime. Of course, devotees always remember the pastime of Yashoda Damodara, Mother Yashoda binding Krishna. That's the general name of Damodara. And then there's the Radha Damodara, who is also mentioned by acharyas, how Srimati Radharani, not with rope, but just with her glance, tied down Krishna so that Krishna couldn't move. So Mother Yashoda tied Krishna to the mortar. But Srimati Radharani tied Krishna down just with her glance. So that's why they're worshipped as Radha Damodara. That's who Radha Damodara are. And there is also scriptural statements about the worship of Radha Damodara, especially during the month of Kartik, that they give 1,000 times the benefit of worshipping another form of Krishna. Every form of Krishna is special, but they all have their unique speciality. And of course, Radha Damodara really sort of came to me. I wanted deities of Krishna to worship, but it wasn't possible for me, obviously, to carry Radhisham with me. I'm traveling, I'm going to different places. So how can I take Radhisham? First of all, Radha Damodara fit in a box. Prabhupada talks about the Lord in the box. I don't know, Bhagavatam or Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Radha Damodara fit in a box, but Sham Radhisham, that would have to be a very big box. It would be very big. It would be very difficult, costly, not good, dangerous, risky, because they're manifest in marble. And then, of course, the devotees in New Rajadham in Hungary would be very upset if the deities kept always coming and going. And so for that reason, it's also not done. You're not actually supposed to move altar deities. In fact, very often in India, they're cemented or glued onto the altar, so no one can move them, which only presents a little problem if there's some kind of emergency and you have to move the deities. In New Rajadham, we also have Radhisham glued in, but they're glued in such a way that we can actually remove them if we want to. So I'm worshipping Radha Shyamasundar through Radha Damodar. And because in one sense there's no difference between them, although in other sense there is also a difference. Well, I asked you before, you didn't know, you know that story in Chaitanya Charitamrita of how Madhavendra Puri, you know, you remember. Okay. And so there, Madhavendra Puri found this Gopal deity, which, contrary to what some other sampradayas say, someone else found him. He found deity, installed it on Govardhan Hill. It was very warm. Well, right now here it gets 35 degrees. Probably in Govardhan it's about 45 degrees, and it'll get even warmer. So Gopal was complaining that it's very hot, and so in a dream he came to Madhavendra Puri and he told him that you should go to Jagannath Puri. And I guess Jagannath Puri was the place where you could get sandalwood, because Vrindavan was just jungle. And Govardhan is halfway between jungle and desert. And whereas Puri was a city. And I get sandalwood and bring the sandalwood back and smear it all over my body. So Madhavendra Puri went, although he was very old, quite old, and he walked all the way there, which is 2,000 kilometers. He walked, well, and then that's straight. That's how the airplane flies. From Vrindavan to Puri, but walking along roads is probably even much longer. And then when he was coming back, because Krishna saw that it was such a strain for him to be carrying the sandalwood, and he was actually carrying it also himself, that when he got to Remuna, which is not far from Puri, it's also in Orissa, and that's where the Shirchor Gopinath is situated. And that Shirchor Gopinath is a very, very ancient deity. He was carved by the arrow of Lord Ramachandra. When Lord Ramachandra was there in Remuna, and he carved the deity for Sita. And so then Gopal came to Madhavendra Puri in a dream, and he said, listen, this is far enough. There's actually no difference between me and Gopinath. So you smear the sandalwood on Gopinath's body, and that way I'll become cool. So in that sense, the deities, there's no difference between the deities. But at the same time, there is also a difference, Veda-Veda. It's like, and then Prabhupada mentions that in the purport in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He says how the Shakshi Gopal deity, who was originally situated in South India in Vijayanagar, he was brought by one king of Puri to Jagannath's temple, and he was worshipped in Jagannath's temple. But then Jagannath lodged a complaint that Gopal was eating all of his sweets, and so he was really sort of interfering with Jagannath's puja. So Jagannath asked him to be removed and taken somewhere else, and that's how, when you come towards Puri, then there's Shakshi Gopalpur. It's a very nice village, and there's the deity of Shakshi Gopal there. So he's about 10 miles outside of Puri. So the king built a temple over there and established a village to take care of the deity. So Krishna is one, and he has, but he has all these different forms, and for the pleasure of the devotees, he shows different pastimes. It makes for being very wonderful, isn't it? Just like different deities argue amongst each other. Just like here, when Mother Sati used to worship Krishna Balaram, and she had this dream once where, let's see who that is, maybe it's Suleiman. She had this dream once. It's not Suleiman. She had this dream, and she saw Nimai and Nitai. They came to the altar, and Lord Nityananda started pulling on Balaram, and Krishna, and Lord Chaitanya pulling on Krishna. And he said, "You get off the altar. This is not your age. In this age, we're the ones who are meant to be worshipped. So you get off." And there was a big fight. They started arguing and fighting between them, between Krishna and Lord Chaitanya and Balaram and Mother Sachi. When she woke up, she was very bewildered. And she told Lord Chaitanya, I said, "I had this dream." And he said, "That's a nice dream, but just don't tell anybody about it." Anyway, even though Krishna gives this instruction to devotees, don't tell anybody, it seems that they're telling, because we keep hearing about these things. So, one and different. And it's, how's that possible? It's inconceivable. It's achintya. Hare Krishna.